Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Sadowski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Tasby moves to third. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Tasby scores. Phillips moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is called out on strikes. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski takes first base on ball four. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasbai hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up towards third. Sadowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Tasbai trying to get to third. Hershberger throws the ball into Sadowski, who tags Tasbai for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle has Cunningham trapped. There's the throw to Romano and over to Phillips, who tags Cunningham for the out. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romano moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to third for the out. Held moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. Kindle moves to third. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tasbai takes first base on ball 4. Donovan moves to second. Domzani now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Domzani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Fox scores. 2 outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sadowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasbai who is chasing the ball. Sadowski reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Held takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Domzani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard pinch hits for Willie Tasby. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-3 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Gene Green. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Dillard moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillard scores. Kirkland moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing center field. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cunningham moves to third. 1 out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Sadowski hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Smith now playing third base. Al Luplau pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-4 in the game. Essigian hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-to-4, Indians. Frank Bauman now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Romano trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Held moves to second. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte now playing third base. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Farley pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis pinch runs for Joe Cunningham. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Bob Allen now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.